Well, our lawmakers in Olympia are debating how to pay for our transportation infrastructure. It's going to be expensive, and they're looking at additional revenue sources. And one of those could possibly be boat owners here in Washington State, which there are a lot of, obviously. And joining us now is Bob Wise. He is the president of the Recreational Boaters Association of Washington. Great to talk with you, Bob.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah. And first of all, boaters are the only ones who pay an excise tax on the value of your boat, of your craft, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we understand the need for the state to invest in a transportation system, but boaters are the only ones that pay an excise tax on their vehicles. So there is no state excise tax anymore on cars or trucks, helicopters, airplanes, motorhomes. Boaters are the only ones that currently pay this tax.
How'd you guys get left behind when everybody else got it tossed out?
Yeah, you know, it's a very good question. As you know, that was the initiative to roll back excise taxes occurred several years ago, and somehow to a fluke in the legislation and the way it was written, boats were left out of that deal. So we have continued to pay into the general fund every year about $32 million is the amount that boaters put in. And we think that it's just not fair to ask us to double that amount into a budget where it doesn't really affect boating, right? Boaters aren't affected by the roads budget.
Yeah. So, and this is a tax that you pay. It's based on the value of the boat itself, correct? And then you pay it annually.
That's correct. It's paid annually, and it's based on the value of the boat.
So, it does seem unfair. Obviously, I mean, there's some infrastructure that goes into that boaters require, but if we're talking about roads, bridges, and that boaters might go under, it does seem like an unfair area to. I know. Does it seem like easy pickings? Maybe to lawmakers. Is that what you're thinking? Or,
well, we certainly want to let them know that we're out here and that we're paying attention. I think the other thing to point out is boaters still pay fuel taxes, right? We still pay taxes on the fuel that we put into our boats, so we're still contributing into that transportation budget just from the fuel that's consumed, just like somebody does in their car or truck. So we feel that, you know, we're putting in that fuel tax already. We're putting in that 30-some-odd million dollars into the general fund, and that the doubling that amount just isn't fair.
Have you folks been part of the conversation as they've discussed these measures down in Olympia?
You know, this one kind of snuck up on us, but that really is the whole goal of the Recreational Boating Association of Washington, is we try and engage with the regulators and the legislature throughout the year on anything that's going to affect boating. The proposal to double the excise tax just came up in the last couple of days, but we jumped in and we testified and got other people to testify on behalf of it. And we're reaching out to the legislators right now and letting them know our feelings on this and that, you know, we're not happy with it. But again, we understand the need to invest in the transportation system, but we just don't think this is the right way of going about it.
Well, and I would have to say it seems like, I don't know, just to figure that people who own boats are, you know, have extra money to throw around, but we could be talking about a fair chunk of change when you look at the value of our boat.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, but it also goes to a stereotype that I think people have, which is, you know, boaters have lots of money. There are 245,000 registered boats in the state of Washington, Joe, and 96% of them are on trailers. I mean, we're not talking about a rich man's sport or hobby. This is just a broad cross-spectrum of the entire population about recreation, getting out on the water, fishing, waterboard activities. This really is going to affect hundreds of thousands of people in the state.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on what's happening down there. And thanks for bringing this to our attention. Once again, Bob Wise, he's president of the Recreational Boating Association of Washington. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Hey, Joe. Thank you. Appreciate it.